Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Let's talk about the games. So I want to get into this. So Roger Rabbit, the first game, is just called Roger Rabbit. It is for the Famicom Disk System. It comes out in February of 89. Now, we covered this in our episode about Looney Tunes games in episode 352 with Ian Jones Quarty, because this was localized as Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. But as I said in that podcast, if you look at the original assets for the game, it makes more sense as a Roger Rabbit game because Roger is a passive character. He is not the proactive ass-kicking Bugs Bunny figure. So when you're put in the shoes of Bugs Bunny, or sorry, the paws of Bugs Bunny, and you really have no means to defend yourself outside of the rare power-up, it does feel very, very strange. But Henry and I talked about this game a bunch, Stuart, in that episode. Do you have any thoughts on the Crazy Castle, the franchise in general? But it's important to note that it started as a Roger Rabbit game.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little go on this recently, and, you know, I've played it as Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. I've played the Game Boy Crazy Castle games. I feel like they're more at home on the Game Boy, but as they're kind of bite-sized single level, then you get a password and there's like 50 or so of them. But I mean, it's kind of boring and crappy. They're not horrible, they're okay, but walking around just sort of going through doors and collecting what is it he collects, because it's carrots in the Crazy Castle.
I think it's hearts.
Yeah, it's just hearts, a heart.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, very generic.
I guess like a heart from Jessica.
It feels like an arcade game to me. It feels like it's a sort of thing that would be an arcade game, but would be much harder, because it's not really difficult, because as long as you're going in and out of doorways, you're basically invincible, and you can just analyze the stage as much as you want. I don't hate it, but it's a series that obviously goes on and doesn't really go anywhere. All it does is change the mascot. And it's weird that that happened, and I'd love to dig into that at some point, but I don't know. It's okay. It's just, if you wanted to play an NES game, you don't really want to play something this this piecemeal, you know, this simplistic. It's fun for like two levels, and then I just get bored because you know it's never going to change.
Yeah, I never liked it as a kid, to reiterate my thoughts from that previous episode. Never liked it as a kid. I always thought it looked old. Even in 1989, it looked like a subpar game for that era.
Yeah, you can see it as being like an MSX game or a computer game. You know, it's
oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I think my feelings at the time were like, oh boy, I get to play as Bugs Bunny. What does Bugs Bunny do? Well, he goes up and down stairs, and he goes through doors occasionally. Yeah. That's what Bugs Bunny does. And it makes more sense as Roger Rabbit, because if you look at the original footage, it's like the enemies are just different colored weasels. Yeah. But then when you're playing the Bugs Bunny game, it's like, well, there's a green Sylvester and an orange Sylvester and a blue Sylvester after me for some reason.
Does Bugs have a history with Sylvester? I mean,
is the secret of the Looney Tunes in general, and why they shouldn't all be hanging out with each other all the time. They all have very similar games and styles to them. Mm-hmm. That when it's like, well, Sylvester shouldn't talk to Daffy Duck, they're the same guy essentially, like that. It's why they're kept pretty separate. So no, they kind of have nothing to do with each
other. It's weird. It's like when they teamed up Daffy with Speedy Gonzalez. It's just kind of odd. But no, nothing about this game really jumps out to me. It's I don't hate it. It's okay. It's just boring, and I'd rather play almost any other Looney Tunes game or Roger Rabbit game than this.
I think Roger is the best version of this, because I think it at least like thematically makes more sense. That opening sequence, which we all know that there's a very funny meme of a Bugs version of it, of him being walled up behind backwards, but in this case, when I saw it with the Roger version again, I was reminded, like, Oh, that's why. It's because the end of Roger Rabbit is a brick wall being smashed down. Like, so yeah. It actually is supposed to evoke the film, this brick wall opening. Like,
yeah, it takes place in the factory or whatever. The premise, Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. Bugs Bunny has a castle? What's going on here? Bugs Bunny lives in a hole in the ground. I've seen the
cartoons.
It's a
crazy castle, at least. It's not just a regular castle.
It's not that crazy, honestly.
It's not that crazy, is it? Yeah. It's kind of normal. It's just Bugs Bunny's average castle. You know?
Yeah.
But I think if I were to replay any of these, I would play this one. I as a kid, enjoyed Crazy Castle, probably because I could like beat it and it didn't confuse me or bother me. But now watching it, I feel a certain little affection for it just because, you know, my favorite Game Boy game, I'm going to say it, is Donkey Kong 94.
Oh, it's the best Game Boy game, so it's a fine choice.
Fair enough.
And I know Link's Awakening's probably better, but it may be. But
Ted.
I like that... I like that this has kind of the feel of original Donkey Kong being tried to turn into a late 80s game. And same with, it also feels a little like the Popeye Miyamoto game as well for arcades. Maybe it's just because you see him collecting hearts and going up and down stairs. But, you know, the last thought I have on this is that if they reskinned it now, since so much of it is like, oh, I avoid this enemy by us each going through a doorway together, it should be a Scooby-Doo game, and it should just be the hallway scenes from Scooby-Doo.
If it lived long enough. I mean, it got the Ghostbusters license. It was also called something. It was also called Garfield Labyrinth. Woody Woodpecker, Mickey Mouse. Go ahead, Stuart.
The Garfield Labyrinth, that game that was like three different licenses. Is that technically Crazy Castle? Because I've never thought of it that way. But
I think spiritually it is because it's made by Kemco. I think it is a spiritual sequel, but they've made the gameplay a little more complicated than feeling like a 1983 arcade game.
I think with Crazy Castle, I mean, the most unfortunate thing I can say about it is I genuinely would rather play Bugs Bunny's Birthday Blowout, and that sucks as well. So
it does.
Yeah.
And we after we did that podcast with Ian Jones Quarty about Looney Tunes games, a listener did a ROM hack of Crazy Castle, the Game Boy version, and made it star characters from the cartoon Ian created, OKKO, Let's Be Heroes. Mm. And Ian loved it so much that he made original box art in the style of an 89 video game or a 1990 video game box. It's really cool.
Has that been listed too?
Oh, I should check that.
I think it was delisted.
Oh, no.
Well, if it wasn't, it will be by the time this goes live. Yeah. We're in a really weird time for media, folks. And we're recording this in late July, and things are still up in the air.
I think it might still be on Hulu, the OKKO series. But I say it all the time. I'll say it again. If you are a gamer of old games who listens to this, you will like the show OKKO. It is made for you.
I love it. It's awesome. Great fun.